This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Friday, the 30th of October. I'm Susanna Streeter. Wall Street has been taking the temperature on the confidence of US consumers. Chris Lowe from FTN Financial gave me the lowdown on those numbers.
Consumer spending in real dollar terms rose at a 3.2% annual rate, which is really pretty good. In fact, it's a little bit better than the second quarter, and anything with a three handle here in the U.S. is considered terrific because, of course, GDP growth has been running at about 2.25%. That said, the trend since July has been decelerating, and that was evident in the numbers as well. So today we got monthly detail for September. Consumption was up a little bit less than expected, and August was revised down as well. The net result is a solid quarter, but a weakening trend, which has got retailers worried because, of course, the Christmas season is coming.
Because, of course, with the lower oil price, you might think that consumers have more money in their pocket because the price of gasoline's gone down.
Well, that's right. This is one of those things that every economist knows. If people save money on gasoline, then they're going to spend it on other things. And it's one of those things that every economist, of course, has been wrong about for the last 2 years. Talking to bankers, one of the things they've noticed is that low-income consumers, these are people with checking account balances below $400 on average, when the gasoline price drops, their bank balances rise. And that tells me that people who are living paycheck to paycheck are taking advantage of lower fuel prices to save some money because they don't expect those fuel prices will stay low forever.
Chris Lowe from FTN Financial. Some latest numbers for you now on Wall Street. The Dow was down 0.5% at 17,663.
For more from the world of finance, try Business Daily, one of our most popular podcasts. Go to bbcworldservice.com/businessdaily.